What's up, baby? It's your boy, the Okage of the Village Shinanese, the commander of the Scout Regiment, the king of the pirates, the commissioner of CCG, the principal of the Hero Academy, the captain commander of the Gothia 13, the general of the Rebel Army, Black Picasso, Kakashi Hatsuke, Jiraiya Sensei, Vince Smoke, Sanji, husband of Rengiku, Odin, Sama. And we back with Enoch from Manga Reviews, One Piece Chapter 976, is that right?
Sure, probably.
977. So we flying through these.
Yeah, it's too quick.
All right, first and foremost, I know we're going to go through the chapter and everything, but the big question comes from the fucking last panel. And we know, I like the Oda. We talked two episodes ago about how after we got out of the Odin flashback, they immediately answered all the questions that were lingering from Wano, like who is the witching hour boy? Where's Denjiro at? Who's the traitor? I forgot what else happened. Oh, what went on with the plan for Onigashima? Why the boats weren't there? They answer all the questions, and then they immediately swapped it out with more questions for like us to wonder and ask and talk about going into the whole Onigashima arc. Well, first and foremost, who the fuck is Kaido's son?
Kaido's son? What?
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Oh, bro, you missed. That's the biggest part of the chapter.
I remember the. Oh wait, I read the scans. You gotta go to
the original. You got to hold up. You have a Viz account? Oh, you don't need a Viz account for the latest three chapters.
I'm on Viz right now. Let's see this.
Go to Viz right now.
Was he part of that group? Like the last couple people?
We don't know. That's the speculation.
Oh, he said, "Where's my son?" Okay.
Yeah, sir. Where's my son? He should be making an appearance at the feast. It's a feast.
That's important.
And then his henchman announces, "Yo, the Tobiroppo are present," which it's presented as if like, yo, his son's probably in the Tobiroppo, but they stayed after to like, we don't know what's going on with the Tobiroppo with his son. Who the fuck? That's what I mean by the questions that are going up. What is this Tobiroppo? What's going on with that? Who is Kaido's son? What happened to Jinbei with the Big Mom thing? We don't know what's coming out of that. There was another question I think came up here that I don't really remember, but. Oh no, I think I said, but they're introducing a new set of, shit for the audience to ponder on while they go through this. That's why I think this Onigashima thing is going to be a lot bigger than I even thought in the first place. Like, I think they're doing with Onigashima and Wano, kind of what they did with Water 7 and Enies Lobby. They're both the same story, but kind of two different arcs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or like, Impel Down straight into Marineford.
I hope it's like that. I hope they don't just like job to the Red Scabbards or something. And I hope it's something.
Wait, so you hope it's not like what? You hope it's Tobiroppo is?
I hope they don't just like get taken out.
Like the headliners? Like just something else to introduce? Yeah, no.
It's like someone to fight, you know, like bodies.
Yeah. It looks like it's set up so each of them can have a fight with the Straw Hats, actually. Because you have, there's six Tobiroppo and there's what? There's 10 Straw Hats. So you have Luffy with Law and Kid focused on Kaido. You could possibly have, like I said before, the new monster trio, Sanji, Zoro, and Jinbei each. Well, I guess they wouldn't take a group. They would all maybe fight King, Queen, and Jack. And then the remaining six Straw Hats will have an individual fight with the Tobiroppo, maybe? Because there's six of them?
That would make sense.
Numbers-wise?
Yeah. Because I was thinking the Red Scabbards, but no, that makes more sense. Yeah.
There's a lot of, because remember, we still have the numbers, we still have Big Mom's whole crew, we still have so many people for everybody to fight.
Where's Big Mom's crew right now?
They're here, they're at the feast, because the feast is for, like, the alliance of Big Mom and Kaido's crew, so they have to be there, I guess.
Okay, so yeah, I think that would help continue the pirates versus pirates thing. I was thinking the Red Scabbards were going to fight, but probably
maybe
more.
Wait, who knows?
Yeah. For the story, though, it would probably make more sense to keep doing what he's doing right now and have them kind of deal with their own things. That's maybe why they're here, but
I think it would depend on who specifically Tobiroppo is. Because right. Oda made a point to have that last panel with all their shoes, and they're so distinct to they're like, okay, we probably know who some of these people are. And trying, like, it looks like I'm looking at the last panel right now, and the most distinct set of legs with the buckles on the boots and then the cape, it looks like that's probably Drake. Jimmy Reno, Drake's upper in Kaido's alliance or something like this. It's not in Kaido's crew, but
okay. It
looks like Drake, and it wouldn't be a stretch for that to be him. A lot of people are saying the person in the front, if we look at the last panel, he has buckles on shoes too, but like a different type of shoes. A lot of people are saying that's exactly what Crocodile's shoes are.
At this point in the story, it could be, I guess.
Hey, it could be. I think that'd be crazy. But the main thing is still, Who is Kaido's son?
Yeah. We didn't know, right? It's the first time we're hearing about him.
It was the first time they explicitly said that he had any offspring at all.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I have three guesses. Well, originally, I know once we figured out a few chapters ago, or I guess like 50 chapters ago at this point, when Big Mom and Kaido, we first found out that they had, well, one, they were on the same crew, and two, they had some type of rapport with each other past the Rocks Pirates and everything. And then the speculation started to rise about Kaido being the father of Katakuri, Oven, and Daifuku, the triplets. Which is crazy if you find out the Katakuri is Kaido's son. That whole theory has been out for a little bit, especially since the backstory on Odin. We saw Kaido's earlier design when he was a little skinnier. He had like the same type of style as Katakuri's, like punky. He had like skinny jeans with the boots and everything. It was like, okay.
No
looks,
way.
It looks a lot more Katakuri-like.
No way.
People were saying that back then. And then this whole where's my son thing, because I'm pretty sure at this point Kaido knows that Katakuri is not on Wano because the Big Mom Pirates have been there for a while. Yeah. But Daifuku is, and if Kaido is Katakuri's dad, they're triplets, he could be talking about Daifuku, you know, the genie dude.
Absolutely not, but I'm gonna look him up.
Daifuku's the one, he's the one of Big Mom Pirates. He rubs his belly and a big ass genie comes out. I think he fought Carrot a little bit.
What? Spell that.
Daifuku? Daifuku, I think. Daifuku, Oven, and Katakuri are triplets.
Okay, him, okay. I don't know their names. That's the thing. Like, I know them. I don't know. There's too many names for them. There's too many. I don't keep up
with them. There's a lot of names. Especially in Big Mom's crew. A family or shit.
I need to read these.
Bitch got a lot of kids.
Yeah, she has a lot. How does she have so many kids, huh?
Son, she just picks up new husbands all the time and just cranks them out. Picks up a new husband, has some kids, throws that nigga away. She literally tried to get a kid with every race.
That's not nah, man. Come on, man.
And never got the giants. Never got that giant dick.
Damn, I guess girls are still all the same. Anywhere. It does not matter. That's crazy.
But Katakuri is the first, or I guess in this case, Daifuku would be the first theory of who the fuck he's talking about, just based off of theories that already existed. But I started looking into what people thought about who his son is, and one suggestion came up that I'm not gonna lie, I kind of like a little bit. And that is that he's talking about Bartolomeo.
Oh, that dude. Oh, the bucket hat?
Bartolomeo, the dude with the barrier, the Luffy fanboy from Dressrosa.
Oh, him.
Straw Hat's number one fan. Listen, hold up. I kind of like this the more I talk about, because we know Bartolomeo is a Straw Hat, diehard, number one fan.
Yeah.
Just off jump, just off everything. He said, I love Luffy, I ride for Straw Hat, Zoro, Robbie, all that shit. But we don't know his backstory, and Bartolomeo doesn't know that the Straw Hats are directly against Kaido at all. He knows nothing about any of that. He knows he's part of Straw Hat Fleet, and Kaido probably doesn't even know that. But if we look into the Dressrosa and post-Dressrosa chapters, you notice Bartolomeo's crew all has these arm tattoos going all the way down their arms. I can send them to you. And then in Zoe, when you first see the Animal Kingdom pirates, they have the exact same tattoos all the way down their arm. Which would make sense if Bartolomeo is Kaido's son and he goes up to make his own crew. It probably would take some people from the Animal King pirates who he grew up with.
Yeah.
So I'll send you the picture of Bartolomeo and his crew. You see his crew has the same tattoo, exact same tattoos as Kaido's crew.
Yeah, I'm not finding it. Yeah, send me that.
And I would kind of like just the extra angle of the realization that, like, yo, from Bartolomeo just coming home to his pop's crib when he's having a feast, when this big thing, that this big alliance is happening, it's big for the family, and he has no idea that Luffy, the guy he idolizes more than anything, is coming to fight. It creates a different dynamic and element to this whole thing. I kind of like it. At first I was like, well, that's crazy, why would anybody even guess Bartolomeo?
Some weird implications to it.
He's just big ass teeth.
Huge teeth.
I
mean, he's not like particularly. Like,
what is he?
Yeah.
Or the third thing is that his son can just be somebody that we haven't seen before, and it could be a younger kid, and it will create the whole contrast with Momonosuke and Odin.
And I could see that working too. He could play against Momonosuke's where he is. Like, as a character?
Yeah, just to give some contrast to Kaido's character, I guess. Between Kaido and Odin, through Momonosuke and whoever Kaido's son is.
Did anyone know whose sword that is?
Oh, I have no idea. It looks kind of like, I don't know.
That's like,
I was looking, it looked kind of like Law first, but then we know where Law is right now. I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay, so there's a bunch of these theories. I'm just trying to think, like, what makes the most sense?
Story-wise, or...
Or just, like, for these people
characters they could be?
To be together.
You mean, like, who they are?
Yeah. Or because if we're, what, like, do you mean by that? Thinking about, like, who they are. So, like, Drake. Feels Drake.
We know Drake's ties with Kaido right now. Well, Drake's trying to infiltrate Kaido's forces.
Yeah. So him, and then, like, someone from Big Mom's or something. That could make sense.
Oh, you think someone from Big Mom's already part of Tobiroppo? Because it seemed like... No, it can't be someone from Big Mom, because I'm looking at his last page and the guy comes to Kaido and says, Master Kaido, all six of the Tobiroppo are present. Shall I bring them in? And then Kaido says, good idea. Better introduce them to Lenin.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
So Big Mom doesn't know who these people are at all. But that also might not mean that the Tobiroppo are part of Kaido's forces. They might just be visitors for the feast. They might be acquaintances of Kaido who's here for the feast too.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And I'll be like associated or anything like that.
I mean, we're gonna see the next chapter, I guess.
And then is this on the last page? That's, what's his name, right?
Orochi?
What do you call him? Orochi, yeah, whatever his title is. The Shogun?
The Shogun, yeah. So Orochi is on Onigashima.
Yeah, so we know.
Answer the question we had it before.
Which was, yeah, answered that. So he's on the table now, which is nice. I like that. He just showed him there.
Which means everything is going to go down on Onigashima. The entirety of what's going on here. So I guess, what's his face, Kanjuro, is literally just going back to the mainland just to get Hiyori and bring her to Onigashima too.
Just right.
So shit's really gonna go down here. Everything has to go down here.
I love that we saw Killer too. That was nice.
We did see Killer, and the more I see the interactions between or just Kid in general, but specifically when Kid's directly contrasted with Luffy, I love seeing the dynamic of, like, these two are literally the same people in different shoes. Especially given, like, Law's planning and everything, and how Law, we could see, like, both their characters through a constant, that's Law, who's pretty much just an outside observer of two fucking very interesting people, I guess. Because Law's plan is like, okay, I know for sure that I can't control what any of these two idiots do, and he's talking about Kid and Luffy, so they're probably just gonna rush straight forward no matter what the plan is. So you might as well just plan straight around that and have these two rush forward and be a distraction while we circle behind. And then, you know, like, yo, these are the same people. It makes me want to go back and watch a whole arc of just Kid and his crew going through somewhere where I know, like, they're ruthless and they're mean and everything, but that's their thing. But they're still, like, a crew, like the Straw Hats. Like, I thought it was cool that, like, I had to get clarification on this, on if Kid's whole crew was fed Smileys or just Killer, because you can see Killer has mask on and everything and he's back talking and everything, but he's still laughing and everything and he's still dealing with the whole smile shit. But then next panel you see the rest of Kid's crew also, like, laughing and smiling and shit like that. I was like, oh shit, did he feed all the Smileys to, like, the whole crew? Which I thought naturally because Kaido captured his whole crew.
Yeah.
But apparently only Killer was fed a Smiley and the rest of the crew is literally just laughing just to make Killer feel better, which is, like, awesome. That's some Straw Hat shit.
That's so sweet.
That's sweet. And Kid's, he's not laughing and shit like that, but he's playing along and he's still saying, like, yo, I hate this. Normally I would never have my crew be all fucking cheery and shit, but he's still, like, joking along with it and everything, and his crew's going with it. You can tell this is a crew. They're ruthless and they're killers, but this is a crew.
Yeah, this is a real crew. This is a person. Like, these are people with feelings.
Yeah.
And they ride for each other.
Yeah, they kill other people with feelings. I want to see this one past arc. At the end of this One Piece journey, it's huge, 30 years later at the end of this journey, I have some demands from Oda, even though I'm not just gonna demand anything from Oda. This nigga gave us 45 years straight week to week of content. I still need a special pack of anime episodes. One, I want a special showing other crews having a saga, like one of the crews going through Raijin Island, since we never got to see Raijin Island, the one with lightning constantly shooting down on the island. They had a choice of either going to Raijin Island or Fishman Island, and the Straw Hats went to Fishman Island, but a few crews went to Raijin Island. I want to see, like, Kid or Rouge go to Raijin Island and see an arc with another crew, another supernova crew. And two, we need that special pack with all of the off-screen fights. All of them.
Oh, yeah.
Have one full episode be the fight. I want to see Jinbei versus Ace. I want to see Blackbeard versus Ace. I want to see Akainu versus Aokiji. I want to see Kid versus the Big Mom Pirates. Everything. Whatever just happened with Sabo. Sabo and the Revolutionary Army fight Green Bull and Fujitora at the Reverie. There's a lot of them. All of them shits. I mean, the special pack with all the big, huge off-screen fights that Oda did. God Valley, if we never get to see God Valley.
That'd be amazing. I think they probably will do something like that. Just because, it's like Dragon Ball. At this point, I think we gotta say Dragon Ball's like One Piece.
No, Dragon Ball's like One Piece.
Like, at this point,
we can say that. Did you see the pictures of that?
I'm looking,
I sent it to your text. The color one is from Dressrosa at the end, when, you know, it's Bartolomeo and his crewmate is worshiping Luffy, and you see his crewmate's arm. He has these tattoos.
Oh, wow.
The manga one's from Zoe, and that's Sheep's Head when he attacks Sanji and Nami as Zoe.
Yo.
From Kaido's crew. Exact same tattoos.
Those are e-released. Yeah, those are the same.
It's the exact same tattoos.
Okay, that's gotta have some sort of... That can't be a coincidence.
And, oh, I forgot the biggest thing. I forgot the biggest thing of this. Bartolomeo's devil fruit. We saw that Kaido had somebody in Wano in Odin's flashback who had the exact same devil fruit that we know Bartolomeo has, the barrier barrier fruit.
Wait, really?
Yes. Remember in the flashback when Odin actually finally came back to Wano and he found out that Orochi had fucked Wano up and actually got his wife hurt and shot with an arrow. Odin went straight to Orochi's base, said, yo, I'ma kill this nigga, and then rushed him. And then he was stopped by a barrier because someone else in the Kurozumi clan had the barrier fruit.
Yeah, okay.
Just like somebody else in the Kurozumi clan had the same fruit that Bon Clay later has, but he could change faces. Now we know more about the devil fruit. We know that if someone with devil fruit dies, the fruit reappears somewhere near where that person died. So we still don't know how Bon Clay's fruit ever got to Bon Clay. That seems crazy because Bon Clay was with, like... Well, Bon Clay wasn't even alive then, probably, or a baby.
Yeah.
But we know later on he was with Baroque Works, who's like doing shit in Alabasta and shit. So how the fuck did I get there? I have no idea. But that could explain how the barrier fruit got to Bartolomeo, because we know it was an old man that had it before, so he probably died while he was there. And Kaido was like, yo, I got this free devil fruit, might as well give it to my son.
Yeah.
Especially an OP one, because that barrier fruit is OP. It really is. Nothing can do that. Should survive a King Punch.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That theory, I mean, with these, like, tattoos.
I like Bartolomeo for this.
This could...
I'm not gonna lie.
This could work.
And who does Bartolomeo choose? Because, like, nigga designed his whole ship after Luffy. Like, every part of his life is Luffy. He collects the Wano posters. He's die hard for Luffy. Does he choose Luffy or his dad? Like, what's going on? He's part of the Straw Hat Fleet.
Yeah, I was just about to say. He joined him.
Yeah.
Straw Hat. Okay, so if we're going with, like, the Momonosuke kind of parallel.
With Kaido's kid just being a little kid.
Yeah, I mean, he'd probably go with Kaido in the beginning, but, like, obviously he would have a turn. Just kind of
I don't know if he could ever...
Well, I say that because he's not... At least we haven't seen that he's the type of character to... Well, I guess then again, we don't know what his relationship is with his dad.
Yeah, we don't know. He has no reason to think that Luffy and his dad... He has no reason to think he can't support both. He has no idea that Luffy's against Kaido. From his perspective, he's the son of Kaido, who's an emperor. But, like, we know, like, who are they just here? Oh, like, damn, rest in peace, Kobe and his daughter. But I remember hearing stories about his daughter saying, like, yo, her favorite player to watch ever was just Trae Young. And she was like, no, I'm a Trae Young fanboy. I was like, yo, you don't watch, like, your dad's Kobe Bryant. But, like, that's usually how, like, it works out. Like, the legends in the game have offspring, and then they'll be so entranced in the same game that you are because, like, you know, they're your daughter or son. But they're going to be fanboys or fangirls of whoever's in the game now and whoever's deciding now. And Luffy is the most exciting person in the game at all right now. And Kaido's like, man, you didn't see me in my head, but who cares? He's a Luffy fan. He's a new age fan. He's a kid at the end of the day. He's a teenager, I guess. Bartolomeo. That's reasonable. I'm into piracy because I was raised in piracy, but I'm into that new shit.
Yeah. Ultimately, he has to make a choice.
I can't see any way he would turn on Luffy. He is love for Luffy. Ride or die for the whole crew.
Unless Kaido's just like the best dad ever.
Which I doubt.
Which would be hilarious, yeah.
I have strong doubts on that.
Oda would be... Oh, you'd be funny for pulling that one. But yeah, which is why I was thinking that would probably side with Luffy at the end. Which would be interesting because it's like, okay, he has his father figure, so he did what he did because of his father figure. And he chooses Luffy. And Momonosuke does what he does because of his father figure, and he ends up choosing Luffy. Or choosing himself, which means choosing Luffy.
You think the parallels between Bartolomeo and Momonosuke would still be there if Bartolomeo is the son? Because Bartolomeo is still, like, he's a captain of his own ship. He's already, like, his own, like, he already chose his path in life, whereas Momonosuke is still trying to figure that out. I feel like it's too different. I feel like if it had to be parallels between Odin and Kaido through their sons, then Kaido's son would have to be, like, a younger kid who doesn't even know what direction they're going to go with life yet.
I mean, it could be either. I'm just thinking if he is his son.
If Bartolomeo is
the son parallel, and how we know that, yeah, like you're saying, he's already chosen his path in life, which I think could serve as a motivator for Momonosuke if he sees them, like, interact or something, because he's probably gonna be taken to Onigashima. He's like, oh, okay,
Momonosuke is,
yeah,
I don't know,
like, yeah,
I don't know if the plot lines were even crossed if Bartolomeo ended up being the son.
Yeah, who knows, but why you do this, Oda?
Every time. New questions immediately. It's immediately like, oh man, worship the... We just got shit answered. just got shit answered. Jinbei just came back. Well, and then brought up another question, but still. But yeah, I think we're heading into another Ennies lobby. Well, Oda set himself a bigger marine fort, but yeah, like another parallel arc. Just like the whole Water 7 Ennies lobby combined arc thing had the Sea Train arc in the middle, where it bridged the gap between Water 7 and Ennies lobby. I think we're witnessing the Sea Train in between Wano and Onigashima right now, which isn't too much because it just fought fodder pretty much. And
yeah, I was gonna say,
we got to see the Straw Hats back in action, like almost all of them, which is cool.
Oh, that was dope. That was so cool.
Yeah, we got the panels back. You can see Jinbei in there throwing mean hands. Jinbei threw a hook that sent a nigga's head going all the way around. It's cool. We got to see Sanji back and everything. Robin, who we haven't seen fight in a very, very long time.
Yeah, thank God.
Yo, I got a problem. I've always had a problem with the weakling trio.
The weakling trio?
Usopp, Nami, and Chopper.
Oh, that three.
Yeah, Oda tries to split the Straw Hats into all different chapters of trio. So you had the monster trio, which literally just changed, but used to be Luffy, Sanji, and Zoro. The pervert trio with Sanji, Brook, and who the fuck was it? Sanji, Brook, and Franky. And then the goofy trio was Franky, Usopp, and Luffy. And then the weakling trio is Chopper, Nami, and Usopp. But yo, Chopper shouldn't be there.
Man.
Why? I'm so sick of Chopper acting like he can't fight. Chopper's supposed to be one of the best fighters here. Yeah, like, I remember when Chopper was first introduced, I was like, oh my god, son, he's up there contending with Luffy and Zoro. Has to be. These niggas just got a bear with abs. He has to be the top. I was like, oh, the Straw Hats got it now. Pirate King, he got it. They got a bear. What are they gonna do? And now this nigga's like supposed to be like, no, I'm in the weakling trio. Like, yo, you can fight. I just saw Karate Boy. You learn new shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop acting so scared. You're stronger than Robin. I'm so sick of them treating Chopper like this. Nami and Usopp, I understand. You guys should be scared. Nami has weapons, or they both have weapons, but like they're mad mortal compared to everybody else.
Yes, sir. Mad mortal.
They are mad mortal. Like, anything could take Usopp and Nami's life any second. They should be scared. Chopper, yo, get in the fight. What are you doing?
Get in there, bro.
It's fodder, son. It's fodder, this nigga scared.
You already went through your whole thing, Chopper.
You used to get boss battles at the end of arcs.
Maybe he's saving him for something.
Man.
Hopefully he's not relegated. Just relegated to the weakling trio.
It's looking a lot like relegation.
Sheesh. I guess there's too many crew members. Do you feel like there's too many crew members?
I feel like it's too many crew members to do this. No, my answer is no, because of where they're at as far as the game and the piracy. Like, they're in the big leagues now.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you need a crew.
Yeah.
And you need to not focus on individuality in a crew as much, because, like, this is the huge leagues. Whereas in the East, or really in a pre-time skip, you could focus on each individual one because you're not, like, because they were the underdogs. Like, the pre-time skip and post-time skip, the biggest difference is they're coming from underdogs to, I guess the underdogs again when they get in the Emperor's shit, but they were supreme underdogs in the first place. We're like, yo, it's just five people or six people, including Franky, declaring war on the world government. Like, what the fuck's gonna happen? And you really need a huge contribution from each individual person to pull this off, because there's only like five of them and shit like that. But that's just not where the story is anymore. Like, they're facing emperors now. They can't do that whole, like, six people take on all of Wano and Kaido's forces.
Yeah, okay, yeah, for sure.
But to do that, you can't have the whole individual development with every single character in each arc. You kind of have to, like, just give your main characters the shine, and the rest just be like, yo, we support the fuck out of everybody.
Which is interesting, though, because it's like, I don't know. You could have just taken, like, another panel, just like one more panel, and show them.
Show them the trio.
He literally chose to show them hiding. That was a very conscious decision of him to do. Like, okay.
Yeah, but it was a joke, because they had them cheering on everything, and I do like that. It's cute and shit like that, but I just don't like the whole direction they're going with Chopper.
Like, yeah, when that's like your favorite character or something, though,
opposite of what it thought they're doing the character when he first came in there.
Yeah,
I thought Chopper was going to be the biggest beast.
Bro, his monster form is wild. I love that so much. That was one of my favorite things.
Even the version of, like, the first big form we saw Chopper, it's like, yo, that is, like, that's crazy.
It's karate. All his forms are cool, honestly. All his forms are cool. I like all of them.
Word. And you learn to be more versatile with it just to not fight.
Yeah, just to not fight. Like, Nami has a wand. I get it. Usopp has it. I get it.
Yeah. Even I get, because it looks like they're going to do that with Robin and put him more to the back of the line with fighting, which I do kind of understand, because Robin was never really a fighter.
Yeah.
She has a really broken devil fruit and everything, and she can fight, but like she's not a fighter personality-wise and everything. And her main thing is really how smart she is and her knowledge of everything from Ohara, and she can read the pointing glyphs. And especially post time skip, it's like, okay, it looks like the regular hurt to that purpose, which I get, because that's super important for like the entire end goal of One Piece in general.
Yeah,
so you can have her go in the background and it'll make more sense. But like, and even like Nami, like she's a navigator and shit like that, and she's more like a leader role and everything, and she could fight a little bit, but not like to have her on fight. I get her and Nami relegated into the background, but like Chopper, I guess he's a doctor. I don't know. Still.
Nah, come on, bro.
You a goddamn monster.
I mean, Franky's a shipwright, or whatever you call it, man. He's throwing hands, bro. Come on.
Word. You got Franky do everything that Franky does without fighting, and you would still be one of the most useful characters. If not still, like, top three useful characters in the crew. As far as usefulness, top nine, not even top three, like, second, maybe.
Yeah, you need that.
I would argue that the as far as usefulness goes with the crew, I mean, I guess you have to put Luffy 1 because he's the captain.
Yeah, I was about to say
Luffy. And then it'll go Luffy, Franky's 2. Franky's 2. They wouldn't get anywhere that they are now without Franky. And then maybe, I say Luffy, Franky, Nami, Robin. Robin only because they're in goal knowledge. And then, like, Luffy, Franky,
Nami. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't get anywhere that they are. Nami's 3rd, just because Franky made some goddamn shit. Nami, Robin, Zoro.
What does Zoro do, huh? What does he do?
Zoro just to have the second person that can be dumb strong with Luffy.
This man doesn't do anything, bro. He drinks and gets lost. That's it.
Yeah, but they would not have came out of most of the arcs if they didn't have that second person to be strong. If they have nobody to take out Pika, where you at in Dressrosa?
They need him for sure. It's just funny to me. He's like a security guard.
He doesn't try to do anything on the ship. Nothing. They tried to get in that because they tried to give everybody like a pirate role on on the ship and everything, and they tried to say like, yo, he's the lookout because sometimes he sleeps on the top ship. He is not looking out for. He sleeps, drinks, and works out. And he never looks out the window.
Look out.
Nothing. Oh, my nigga is sleep up there. He's a lookout.
He's asleep.
Like, yo, he's not trying. That's why I respect Zoro. He doesn't try to be a leader at all. Sanji and Nami are great leaders. And Sanji puts a lot of effort into being a leader when Luffy's not there. Zoro never even tries to say like, yo, all right, Luffy's gone, I'm a leader. Nothing, none of that. No communication, none of that. No, like, even cleaning up on the ship.
Yeah, he said, I know my role.
I'ma play it. My role is cutting niggas down. That's it.
That's it. Period.
At least Brooks sings.
Yeah, he's a musician.
At least my nigga tries to make people happy on the boat. I respect it, though. Franky just does the most. Franky does the most for the crew. Just in general. Franky, fighting-wise, is the Piccolo of the Z-Force.
That makes sense. Okay, I see that.
You have Luffy, Sanji, and Zoro, which is like Goku, Gohan, Vegeta, where like they're Saiyans. Like the Saiyans are going to be competing with the top no matter what, but Piccolo still helps in every fight. No matter how hard the crew is, Piccolo is taking out or he's helping significantly. Not the level of the Saiyans, but keeps up. And Franky always keeps up in that regard and still does the most for the ship and everything too. You can't get more useful than Franky. One last thing. I swear to God, Oda, please, Oda, if you're listening, please, do not keep teasing this Jinbei shit. We got to the part where the Straw Hat jumped first and it ran straight to the first smell of booze from fucking Zoro. I thought that shit was funny. And they jumped these niggas, beat their asses, and went straight to their booze and took that shit so they can drink in and have the toast and actually make Jinbei official Nakama. And it's like, no, wait, we gotta keep rushing, let's go. And it's like, okay, we'll have the toast after Onigashima. And Oda, I swear to God, if that's foreshadowing to Jinbei dying during this shit and never actually be doing the whole crew shit again, I'm gonna be so mad.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. I
will be legitimately upset because they keep teasing this fucking Jinbei. Make him official already. Do it. I don't care about. Pause on Onigashima. Let these niggas drink and make him official Nakama because, son, it's too much. I don't know if you follow MMA and UFC, Enoch, but there's a big fight that every freaking UFC fan has always wanted just because it's the most legendary fight ever. No one knows what the fuck will happen. That's Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Tony Ferguson. And yeah, that fight is now known as like it's the curse fight. It is the curse fight. Because every time it's been scheduled, we've gotten so hype and then something completely random happens and they have to cancel the fight. Which just happened again because of coronavirus for literally the fifth time.
That's
the fifth straight time that this same fight was canceled. Last time, We were 2 days before the fight, and Tony Ferguson was doing press for the fight and tripped over a wire and tore his ACL.
What?
Tripped over a wire.
A wire.
2 days before the fight and tore his ACL. The time before, I forgot what the fuck happened. Some this shit like that happened every single time, and this is the fifth time. The number one most tested fight in UFC that anybody ever wants is that fight. It will never happen, and I feel like that's the same shit that Oda's doing with Jinbei becoming a Straw Hat. I'm gonna be so upset.
Never gonna be a Straw Hat. Big Mom's gonna end him for good.
I'll be even more mad if Jinbei lives through this and they're about to do the toast and everything. So hold up.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I got business with Shanks. I got to take care of first.
Yeah.
I'm throwing my laptop so far. I'm like, dude, no, don't come back. Don't come back. You've hurt me too much.
Too long. That would be great. Sorry. That would be a great gang. That would be funny to me. I don't know about you, but...
Bro, I will... Nah.
He just shows up to fight and leaves immediately after, every time.
Bro, I can't do it. I would love to go with you guys, and I just want him to sail to another island with them.
Right.
That's all I need. Even if he leaves somewhere else afterwards, like, I just need to see you take a trip. Take a stroll to another island with the Straw Hats on the ship. I want to see you steer the ship, turn both ways, everything, do something, fight a Sea King, some monotonous shit in the meantime. Have a trip to the next arc at least. I think it's be dipping.
You gotta start a betting pool, see what happens. There's a lot of foreshadowing.
I feel like this is what it's like to have a deadbeat dad.
Oh, jeez.
I do. I like do. Like, he comes back every once in a while. I was like, oh my god, he's here. And it's the best time ever. And they're like, oh, you're going to stay. You're back to be a part of the family. He's like, yeah, man, I'm here. But first, I got to go take care of Sting real quick. And I don't see you for 6 more years.
Sheesh.
And he comes back and gave him a present. Shit like that. I was like, oh, what's up? I was like, oh, thank you. You finished that shit. You can have a family again. He's like, yeah, but I got to take care of this. I got a work trip going for another 6. Like, oh my god, man. Stop this. Stop it.
You gotta
Oda, please.
Let him go, Nate. He's not gonna be there for you like you need him to be.
Sorry, never. It feels so nice. You feel like a whole family when Jinbei's there too, and he's on the wheels like, oh, he's back. That's all. Oh, man, it's nothing but a pipe dream, maybe.
Hey, just believe, bro. Just believe. Hopefully he forgets.
Maybe I should stop getting my hopes up that you'll be a part of my life, Jinbei.
Man. Oh, that's too funny. That'd be really funny.
Man, we're on break next week, though. Actually, all of Shonen Jump is taking a break because of coronavirus shit. Let's just hope that doesn't continue to be a trend with everything. I know we're about to get into our Attack on Titan episode for the last chapter, and I realize, we just got news, I guess, that that's going to break for a whole nother month, which is just so tragic because a month already is like... I'm not bitching about a monthly anime because it's worth it. It's a lot, and it's so much each chapter alone in Attack on Titan for the past like 2 years. It's been nothing short of amazing. Each chapter is amazing, so I'm not mad at it, but like 2 months is a lot.
It's just, yeah, the break is a lot. You feel it a lot more as opposed to
two week breaks on One Piece.
Yeah,
2 week breaks on One Piece.
Is it like, it's just till the next month, right? It's not like indefinite breaks.
For Attack on Titan?
Yeah, for Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan, as of now, it's just till June. So we're missing May. We're missing the May chapter of Attack on Titan. We're not missing, but the May chapter is going to be pushed back to June.
Pushed back.
And Shonen Jump. All of Shonen Jump is on break for a week. Or everything's pushed back to whatever. The next, because the way Shonen Jump works is they release all the new chapters in the big magazine, the Shonen Jump magazine, where all the flagships and stuff are on. And so that whole volume is going to be pushed back, so everything is released next week. All the My Heroes and One Piece and everything else they have going on, whatever that volleyball shit is. Which I hear the volleyball anime is really, really great.
Yeah.
Haku or whatever. I just never really get into it because, you know, volleyball. Even though I do fucking beach volleyball to play, but... Yo, One Piece chapter 977.
Yes. We're
still on the way to Onigashima. I think we still don't get Onigashima. I don't know. I mean, we're pretty much there now. But we're not going to get any real Onigashima chapters until, what, maybe 2 chapters from now? Maybe 3?
Yeah.
Who knows at this point? Who the fuck is Kaido's son? You guys, I want you guys listening. Get in the comments. Who do you think Kaido's son is?
Who's the son? Who's the son? You are the son. Yeah, that's a question.
You are the son. Is it Katakuri? Is it Bartolomeo? Is it someone new? Who do you think it is? Is it Usopp?
Sheesh.
Oh, you can find out Usopp's actually Kaido's son.
I don't about all that, Otis. Right?
That would be crazy if it's Chopper.
It's Chopper.
Yeah, we don't know what Kaido is.
That's some freaky shit, okay.
I do like the whole idea of, because, you know, Big Mom farms, like, her fathers and shit like that for who she wants to have kids with.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, Kaido was there in the early stages. Katakuri, Oven, and Daifuku were her second sons. Yeah, Katakuri's the second son, so it's early on. And the years match up because Perospero is the oldest, and Perospero was like in the 50s. And the God Valley incident and all that was around 50 something years ago when Kaido and Big Mom were on the same crew.
She was pretty bad then, actually.
She was, yeah, she looked good back then. She only had one or two kids, I guess, because she had Perospero and then I think it was like Fruit, something like that. Grape, whatever the bitch's name that does nothing. The first daughter. And then Katakuri, Oven, and Daifuku. Kaido would have been right there. That's around Rock's Pirates time. Yeah, I'll explain a lot about Katakuri's crazy strength. He'll be fitting for a son of an emperor to act like that. A lot of people wanted to be Katakuri. A lot of people, I think actually some people said that Oda. I tried to end this podcast episode so many times. But people were saying that Oda actually like literally came out and said, yo, Katakuri is not Kaido's son. People keep saying that Oda had a Q&A where he actually said like no, like because people have said Katakuri is probably Kaido's son like early, like during Whole Cake Island. People are saying that.
Yeah, I can see people saying that.
And then like people started saying that a lot more when they figured out more about the Rock's Pirates. Like, oh shit, it's true. Apparently, Oda came out and said like no, it's not Katakuri. Which okay, I would like to be Katakuri, but it's fine too. Where would he go with this? Who knows though. We'll catch you guys though.
Peace, man.
In 2 weeks. Salute.